Well, welcome back or welcome anew to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I'll be your host and your guide here for this next little bit on this leg of your journey called life to do exactly what the name implies. And that is to help you go further, faster in your life and become more wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And you are going to be so glad you tuned in for this episode, because this episode is about having the energy or finding the energy and getting the energy so that you can do the things that are necessary to go further, faster. So grab a pad and paper, and I will see you in just a moment, and let's get some energy. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm really excited to share with you this episode of Further Faster, because this honestly is the underlying factor behind whether you get something done or not. And that is if you feel like doing it. And one of the biggest components of feeling like doing something is having the energy to do it. And when I say energy, I'm not just talking about that get up and go energy. You know me. I usually talk about that energy, that it's that electromagnetic energy that pulses through every single one of our cells. If you don't have it, and it's low, then you're certainly not going to get up and go do the things that you need to do to make it happen. And so today, I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to share with you another one of my secret weapons that I have had for, oh gosh, 3.5 decades now. And then it stepped up about 2 decades ago now. That has been something that has been, as I said before, my secret weapon in terms of having the energy. I sleep maybe 4.5-5 hours a night. And at my age, which is 69 years old here in just a few weeks, I have more energy than most people around. And given that the consumption of stimulants, coffee and energy drinks and even illegal drugs and things like that around the world, it's a clear-cut signal that the world is looking for energy as well. And in just saying this, that most people, they will kind of rely on those things to get the extra energy that they feel like they need to go further, faster. And so today I'm going to show you at least two main healthy, safe, and natural ways to not only get energy now, but also create it so that it is what I call a geometrically growing component of your life, so that it starts to become who you are and affects every aspect of your life. And the two unlikely things that I'm going to talk about, and by the way, some people say, well, coffee is natural. It grows up out of the ground. Well, it's not the coffee you're after. It's what you're, it's the caffeine and the stimulant and the feeling that we get that gives us that energy. Now, I was fortunate in that I've got that kind of body that just is coffee intolerant. If I have a cup of coffee, especially now, if I drank a cup of coffee now, I'd be up for a couple of days. It would affect me for a couple of days. I've got that kind of system. However, if you do drink a lot of coffee, and this is not to take that away from you, I just want to, as always, just add something to your routine to do something that is going to not combat that, but to give you the opportunity to have a choice to do something else. Because any of those, any extra things that we put into our body that's not natural, that is not meant to be, it's going to have its toll. It's going to take its toll. My mom used to always say, if you live like the masses, then you're going to die like the masses. And I like to kind of edit that and say, if you live and function like the masses, then you're going to live and function like the masses as well. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the masses are not doing so well, health-wise, energy-wise, and so on and so forth. And so the two things that I'm going to talk to you about today, the two components, the two things that I'm going to encourage you to do are unlikely, and they're all natural, and they're around us all the time should you choose them to be. Now, you think about this. Animals, they got a lot of energy, yeah? They don't drink coffee. They don't do stimulants. They have a lot of energy. And we, in our basic form, are animals. We were never, ever, ever meant to sit inside under neon lights in front of computers and on our cell phones and all of those things. And so I'm going to start by saying those things rob us of our natural energy that we have anyway. And by the way, all the time, whenever I say something, whenever I talk about something, I'm going to encourage you not to take my word for it. Go do the research. I've done quite an extensive amount of research on this. Go do the research and take a look at it. That the average person's energy has decreased up to 20% over the last 45 years. 20%. And that is ridiculous. And it ain't going the other way, by the way. It's definitely going to get worse. And so the two components I'm going to talk about are, number one, here it comes, plants. That's right, plants. Because plants, not only because we know just from our high school biology classes that we learned that plants, they take in carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, from which is what we breathe out. And they give off oxygen. That's one thing. Yeah. And oxygen is vital, absolutely vital for our survival. We can't go more than 3 minutes. We can go 3 weeks without food. We can go a few days without water, but we can only go about 3 weeks. I'm sorry, 3 minutes without oxygen before our brain starts to die. And so that is one thing to have it around. Now, there's plenty of oxygen around. There's plenty of air around, but you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that the air quality lately over the past few years, depending on where you live, has definitely decreased and worsened over the years. So you want to have something that is feeding you oxygen. There's no better way, in my opinion, than to have plants around you. And so if you come to my house, and people, as a matter of fact, it's always a comment that when people walk into my house, they go, I can't believe how many house plants that you have around your house. My house is full of them all over the place, for not just that reason, but another reason I'm going to tell you in a second that should blow you away with regard to giving you energy around. Now, I'm going to pre-frame this by saying, don't worry about it. If you're the type of person that says, well, you know, I can't grow plants, I got a brown thumb. Well, if you're watching me right now, I got a brown thumb, figuratively and actually I do. And I wasn't always. Now I love plants and I've done the research and I know how to take care of them. But in the very beginning, I would kill plants like I was some sort of serial killer. I'd get a plant, someone would give me a plant, and just a couple weeks later, that thing is dying. I'd either overwater it or underwater it. Either way, the leaves would fall off and it was dying. So I learned through the years which plants to get, especially in the very beginning. And so I'm going to show you a couple of plants. And I'm also going to give you a list of plants that are going to be great for you as well. If you're watching me right now, I have in front of me, it's called a philodendron. Now, you've seen these. They're a pretty common plant. And you have to just about never water this thing and never put it in the sun at all or never give it any light at all to kill it. These things are the hardiest of hardy plants. You literally, there's times that I will travel and I'll travel, you know, a week, maybe a week and a half and come back and not water these things. And they're still doing great. And you can put them in places where they don't get real sunlight, because people say, okay, well, I work in an office, or, you know, my apartment doesn't have, you know, a lot of sunlight, or I live in Minnesota or somewhere where the sun doesn't come out. And these plants will thrive wherever you put them. They're very, very hardy. So I would recommend that you get at least one of these, one or two or five of one of these, and put them in the rooms that you're in the most. You'll find out why here in a second. And then behind me, there's another plant. It's another plant that it's a big plant. It'll grow really big and tall and everything. It's really great looking, if you can see one behind me. And it is called a Dracaena. And this plant, the same thing. It actually grows in almost a gravel-like soil. It's the same thing. I can go weeks without watering this thing. And I have ones in the areas of my house that don't have a lot of light, and they still thrive. They're really hard to kill. So those are the two that I'm going to recommend, that if you don't have a plant, I want you to start off doing this. And let me tell you the benefits of having a plant. Number one, yes, they do give off oxygen. They take in our carbon dioxide and they send out the oxygen that we need. But here's another great thing, is they give off energy. That's right. They give off energy. Now, this is studied over and over again, but I'm going to tell you, Now, I grew up, you know, in a household. My mom always had plants. And when I got on my own, I started, you know, getting plants in my house and that kind of thing. Like I said, until I learned about these two plants, I wasn't very successful, but I would always have them around. And mid-90s, a good friend of mine, and he was a household name back in the day in terms of relationships and relationship therapy and just really in the personal development field. His name is John Gray. John wrote the books. His first book was called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, or vice versa. And brilliant, brilliant man. And I got to spend some time with him, and he showed me some things, and he demonstrated it And you've seen the things. If you talk to a plant with love, that plant is going to, it's going to thrive. It's going to do much better. If you talk to that plant with hate and you say mean things to it, then it's not going to do so well. But what he showed me was this, and he didn't have the scientific data back then, and now it's all over the place. And that is that plants do these two main things, or outside of giving us the oxygen, they do these two main things. They absorb and neutralize electromagnetic energy. What is that? That's the stuff that everything around gives off electromagnetic energy. Are the neon lights that we have, the frequencies that come from our phones, the computers, everything around, we're bombarded with that stuff. And it has been proven that that stuff taxes us. It robs us of our energy. And most people, if nothing at all, at the very least, we have our cell phones in front of us all the time. And those cell phones, I did a little experiment. My son and I did an experiment a little while ago. As people say, well, you know what, cell phones, when they're off, they don't give off energy. Yes, they do. And so the experiment that we did was we took a cell phone. He took his cell phone. It's on my Instagram somewhere. You can go back and take a look at it. We did a video of it. He took his cell phone and I called his cell phone with my cell phone. And his cell phone rang, so they heard the dial tone or the ringtone. Then we took his phone and we put it in the microwave oven, didn't turn the microwave on, and called it, and it rang, which means that phone, and it was off, by the way, that phone is, and my phone that is sending that information is penetrating the microwave and getting through to that phone. What do you think it's doing to your head? And then we took that phone. We have kind of an industrial refrigerator that's vacuum sealed. So when you close the door, it sucks it shut. We put the phone in there and called the phone. And do you know that that phone rang inside the refrigerator? You can hear it inside of there. Why am I telling you that? Because our phones, to receive something, to receive text, to receive information, to receive calls, it's not just sitting there off. It is sitting there. It is giving off electromagnetic energy. So if you got a phone anywhere near you, it's constantly giving it off. Not to mention any and everything else that's around you. We live in an electric society, and those things are always giving off energy. And it is a proven fact that those things rob us of energy. Well, guess what plants do? They absorb that. And I'm going to give you a list of plants, and maybe we'll put it in the description here so you can have those as well. Some of them are a little more difficult to take care of, but and it's just like anything else. I call it human physics. If you do more of it, you'll get better and better at it. And these plants, they are the most efficient in absorbing that bad electromagnetic energy that's going on. While, by the way, they're also giving off great energy. Let me back up for a second before I give you that list. When I spent the time with John Gray, he showed me some things. And this is going to sound a little unicorns and crystals and rainbows, but he showed me. And now, by the way, you can go on YouTube and you can look it up, the type of energy that the plants give off. They take it's not our negative energy, but they take in that energy that is for us, not resourceful, if you will. So he said, when you have a problem, you're worried about something, and then go stand near a plant. And we would literally go stand near the plant and give this plant the energy, and that plant eats it up. It loves it. The plants love it up. And by the way, it's not talking to it and telling, giving it hate stuff. Just go around it and just give it that energy. And imagine in your mind a loop of energy going from the plant into you. You're feeding that plant. So it gives off energy. And plants, guess what? They're on all the time. All the time. So even if you're sitting in a little cubicle somewhere and you don't have a plant or room to put a huge plant around, get yourself like I have here. Just this little plant right here is going to work wonders. And it loves it. It loves it. They thrive on it. And so let me give you this list of plants that you want to have. And starting from at the top, this is the number one is succulents and cacti. Any kind of succulent or cactus, they're hardy plants. You don't have to water them much, obviously, because they're a form of cactus. And cactus don't need a lot of water. But what they're doing is they're absorbing that energy around and giving you energy as well. Next are sunflowers. These are not typically indoor plants. And people, when they think of the sunflower, they think of the big flower itself. Well, the flower only comes out at a certain time when that plant is ready to flower, if you will. But the plant itself, you could have a great plant in itself, a really nice looking plant in your house. around different places, and it's doing that, taking that energy out of the air and out of your environment and giving it back to you. Next is something called betel leaf plant. Now, I looked this up and I don't have any of those. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, well, that's not really a great looking plant for me, but guess what? I'm going to go get one. Next, stone lotus flower plants. I'll go through these really quick. Next are aloe vera. And aloe vera, obviously, these have medicinal qualities to them as well. You can use those. Spider plants, split leaf. Wait for it. Here it is right here. Philodendron right here. Now there's different types of philodendron, a split leaf, but they're all the same. They all are very hardy and they all do the job. Next are rubber plants. And then last, a snake plant. And again, we'll include this in the description. You can have the, you can look these plants up and decide which ones are great for you. Plants are inexpensive. Plants will, you know, they're designed to last. You know, if you get a plant like this, I have plants in my house right now that I have had for almost 20 years, the same plant in my house. And, you know, they grow to what that size of that plant is supposed to be. And matter of fact, this plant behind me that you're looking at here, this Dracaena, this one here is probably 5, 6, 7 years old. And, you know, it'll find its height that it's going to grow to, and it'll kind of stay there. And, you know, they become part of the family, if you will. And you want to put these plants in a place in your house that you spend the most time. In my bedroom, I love these elephant ear plants. They're huge. They're a form of philodendron as well. And what better place than a place that you sleep? Because remember, as I said, you're not only going to get energy as you do these things, but they're going to fortify you so that you start to live with that. So what better place to have a plant than in your bedroom as well, or any place that you spend a lot of time? Because when you're sleeping, guess what? That is when your body is healing itself and it's going through all those things and everything. So it's pumping out that oxygen. And then so next I'm going to tell you about, so plants, got to get plants, because what they're going to do is feed you energy, and they're going to take in that energy, the negative energy that it's around, and give the energy. So I think you get it now. Plants. You want to have them around for all the reasons that I said before. Put them as many as you can have. In my opinion, you can't have enough of them. And so put them around your house. Now, I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you the second amazing component, unlikely component, to not only give you energy in the moment, but also start to condition your body so that you naturally start to have more energy and start to maybe move away from those things that don't serve you. I'll be right back. Hey, you know, I get asked a lot of questions all the time, whether it's something, you know, online, whether social media or face-to-face. And the question I've been asked a lot lately is, Joseph, when are you going to do something live again? Because I haven't done anything live in some time. And my team and I sat down and thought about it. So we put together an event. I'm happy to announce to you that on October the 29th through the 30th, 2022, in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're doing a live event called the Further Faster Conference. And this conference is going to be centered around your finances, how to make more money, said differently. Now, obviously, we talk about wealthy, being healthy, happy, and financially abundant, but this one's going to be around that, because that is a subject that people should be talking about and doing something about right now. I'm going to bring some amazing guests, some of my mentors that are going to give you some of their wisdom as well as I'm going to teach you my signature methodology of putting $1 million in your pocket in 10 years or less. It'll blow you away. It is absolutely doable for everybody. So put that in your calendar, and more specifically, go to neuroencoding.com/FFC. It'll be in the description here. You'll be able to see it. Go there, get your questions answered. It's going to be a small, intimate event. So it's first come, first served. It will sell out. And I look forward to seeing you in there. And remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it. Fortune favors the bold. Boldly step up, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
All right. right back at you. And I'm going to share with you something that is an unlikely method of getting energy that has been around since the beginning of time, at least the time here on the earth that most of us don't take advantage of. And that is the actual earth itself. Yep. The earth gives off energy. The earth actually is, let's just say, like when you plug your cell phone into the wall, this is like plugging you into the earth to charge your batteries, if you will. Now, this information I have right now, I'm going to share with you, I got from my dear friend, and I'm going to actually have him on here as a podcast. His name is Dr. Tennant. He's out of Dallas, Texas. And Dr. Tennant has actually mapped out the entire electrical circuitry of the human body. And it's amazing, amazing work what he's done, because what he says is, Joseph, we are just like every, if he likens it to the circuitry that's in your computer or that's in your car, or anything that we have, there's always current that's flowing in and out, in and out. It's going, it's a circle going through. And two of the things that he talks about are, number one, the circuitry that we have. And again, I want you to research this guy and do some research on him and dig deeper in this. And you're going to find out that every single cell in our body, we're all connected to each other, but every single cell in our body needs to be charged. We have something in every cell called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And those are like little generators of electricity. But guess what? They got to get energy as well. They've got to be charged up as well. Now, most people think, well, that's what food is for. Yeah, that's one way. And of course, we have to have food. That our body is going to do that. And we have to get energy from the outside as well. It's no secret that, you know, being in the sun, you're going to get energy. You're going to get energy from the, it's going to create vitamin D and all those things. That's going to energize you as well. But did you know that being grounded into the earth is, like I said, plugging your phone into the wall, because that circuitry that you have is a continued circle, a circle of energy that goes through you. Now, he taught me a few things. As a matter of fact, I adjusted my body a couple ways that I won't go into now just because of time, adjusted my body and did some things in my body a couple ways that increased my circuitry, if you will, almost 30%. And I'm a really energetic guy. And so one of the things that he says is, listen, the earth gives off this electricity. The earth gives off this electromagnetic energy that's good for you. And if you think about this, most people, and it's the same with plants, by the way, most people spend so little time in nature. And we were designed to be in nature. Every animal is. We weren't designed to sit inside a cubicle. We weren't designed to sit in front of a computer. We were designed to be out and being on the earth. Now, when I say being on the earth, I mean that. That means being on the earth barefooted. That's it. Take your shoes off and walk on the earth. Hopefully, you got something like that around. Now, by the way, I am fully aware that, you know, a lot of people live in cold states. I don't. I live in California. So for me, every day I can go outside without my shoes on, and I do. You take your shoes off and you walk in the grass. I know this sounds, again, hippy-dippy and unicorns and crystals and things like that, but I'm here to tell you. Again, these are hacks / secret weapons and things that I've been doing for a long time, and not just me, my friends and people that I coach and I mentor. These are things that I suggest for them to do as well. 10 minutes is all it takes to get out there and walk on the earth. And you will noticeably change within there. You'll get the feeling inside of you that it feels good. Now, if you live in the city, it might be a lot more difficult. You know, find a place where you can go and you can walk on the earth. If you live so far away from, or you're not in touch with a place where there's some grass or some gravel around, obviously you could walk on cement and things like that, but preferably some sort of earth, something that's directly connected to the earth. And this is one of the things that Dr. Tennant explained to me. He said, at the center of the core of the earth, there's a spinning ball of iron, the magma that is the core of the earth. And if you know anything about magnetism, that thing, when you spin iron, it's going to give off electromagnetic energy. There's an electromagnetic energy that circles the earth. We are the only animals on the planet that has deliberately disconnected ourselves from the earth. We do that by wearing shoes. And I'm not saying go around barefoot all the time, but our shoes are, so our soles are generally made of rubber. Now, in the beginning, in the olden days, the soles of shoes were made of at least leather. And that's some sort of organic material. But for most part, most soles now, whether it's your tennis shoes, whether it is your everyday shoes, the things that you're wearing, they're not made of anything organic. And we walk around in these, if you work in a building, you work in an office, that kind of thing, we walk around and the floors are so far separated from the earth that we're not getting that. We're not getting that charging station that is there all the time at your disposal. You know, I have a Tesla. And my car will not run unless it's charged up. And the battery will run out on it, obviously. And I got to charge it. I charge it every night. I plug it in. And so I'm saying to you, what if you did the same thing to you? It is something that I've been practicing, like I said, for now. Well, I've been walking on the earth for some time, but I've really stepped it up since I met Dr. Tennant about a decade ago, about 10 years ago. And it's a noticeable difference. It's a noticeable difference. It's something that any and everybody can do. And guess what? Even though the plants aren't free, they're super, super inexpensive. But guess what is free? The earth. It's out there. It's there at your disposal all the time. So my encouragement to you is, at the very minimum, 10 minutes. At the very minimum. Ideally, at least a half hour. I get up, I take my son to school in the morning. Guess what? I come back, I grab the dog, and I go for a barefoot walk. I have a park right across the street and where I live, and I walk around barefoot. And by the way, if you don't like walking, go sit in it. The more the merrier, the more you do. If you have a backyard, if you have somewhere where you can do it, just stand there, meditate, you know, on the earth. Allow that earth to give you its blessing, to give you its bounty, to give you its gift, which is the energy that you need, that you desire. Now, here's what's going to happen to you as you do these things. I'm not going to say if you do it. If you've listened to me this far, then you're probably at the very least interested. You're going, maybe I might try this out. I want you to do this. I want you to measure your level of energy now. And you can do that by just saying how I feel. And I want you to think about your level of energy. Can you survive without coffee? Now, I'm not telling you got to quit doing coffee, but I want you to ask yourself, because most people, they'll get up in the morning and they'll go, don't even talk to me until I get my cup of coffee in me. Well, that's a clear-cut sign that your energy is depleted. If you need coffee to get up and to get going, that's a sign that you don't have energy. And evidence of that will be is don't drink that coffee and watch what happens to you. You know, I jokingly say when I do seminars, I tell people about, you know, consuming coffee. By the way, don't get me started on that, the level of acid that's in there. Now, I tell people that, you know, when we were little, if you remember your first cup of coffee, you drank that coffee and you were wired out of your brain. You couldn't shut up and you were just bouncing off the walls. And as time went on, that level of, let's just say, energy decreased. It diminished. And so when you were a kid, you had lots of energy, natural energy that was going on. You ran around outside, you know, you were doing things, you were in the sun and all those things. But as we got older, that got mitigated and we don't do as much. And now, we think that we're drinking coffee to get to that place that we were when we were a kid. No. What happens is the more coffee you drink, it actually depletes those cells and requires more and more coffee to bring you back up. So having said that, and I say coffee, it is synonymous with energy drinks and all of those things that come along with it. And that's, you know, the caffeine that's in soft drinks and things like that. Caffeine is not your friend. It is not. But what is your friend are plants and the earth itself. Now, I hope this has not, deterred you from looking at things in a more metaphysical way, you know, because sometimes people will go, well, that hippie stuff, that kind of stuff, that, you know, whatever, blah, you know, we live in a different age. Yes, we do. And not every piece of technology has panned out to be that good for you. I'm also not telling you to, you know, you got to throw away your phone or any of that stuff like that. But I am telling you to make some small shifts. Go out and get yourself a philodendron and get yourself a dracaena or any of these things here and get something. And you can start small. Put that plant in your office. And what'll happen is you will, dare I say, fall in love. You'll fall in love. And I want you, as I said before, I'm sorry, I left off this. I want you to measure your energy now and notice what it is. And I want you to get some plants and I want you to walk on the earth. It's that simple. And I want you to measure your energy in just 10 days and you'll start to notice. Put those plants around your house, put them in your bedroom, put them around that kind of thing. Who's going to say, what are you, you know, get those plants away from me. If they do, you know, you might want to start to reconsider your friends and the people around. Plants are there for you. Put them in every room in your house and enjoy it. And so this session, again, as I say, I always want to give you these things to help you go further, faster. And having the energy to get up early, stay up late, and do the stuff that you need to do is critical to your success. And so take this and use it. Take it for the next 10 days. Hit me back and let me know how it serves you. And remember this, life is always exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune favors the bold. So in this case, dare to get some plants and dare to walk on the earth. And I'll see you at the top. I'm out.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.